So I'm sitting having breakfast in Hockley Cafe, which has become one of my little haunts on the way from Stenton. I normally stop here for coffee on the way up to Lace Market House. Typically in my fashion, I walk around different places and find out where's good for breakfast and coffee and such like. I'm sitting with Joe. Joe is the proprietor of Hockley Cafe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Hilly. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell me a little bit about Hockley Cafe.
Me and my business partner, Nigel, stumbled across it for sale 5 years ago. Been a calf for a very long time, was a real greasy spoon. Decided to have a go and take it on. We didn't really take the greasy spoon out of it, we just scrubbed it a bit, that's all.
Yeah.
And do genuine, regular coffee, teas, espresso, lattes, cappuccinos, breakfast, all at a reasonable rate, really.
Yeah, the usual stuff. But upstairs, you've got like a little... You know, you've gone that extra mile, haven't you, really?
Yeah, we've got a nice little seating area that you can sit down in leather chairs, a few pictures to look at. You know, there's a snug area element to it.
Yeah, yeah. And, okay, so that's the usual businessy stuff out of the way. You know, we do coffees and whatever, it's a cafe, everybody knows what a cafe's like. The prices are pretty good. One thing I wanted to talk about is obviously the Hockley Traders Association, which we've been sort of drafted in almost to help out with the media output of, you know, capturing content from around the area. And part of that is the stories of the people who work here. So you said you've been here 5 years. What did you do before?
Me, I was a landlady. I'd run pubs out in the villages, mine, not a town pub, even though it was a town pub many years ago. So I've been in sort of the service industry for a long time.
Have you had a bar in Nottingham at all?
I've not had my own bar, but I worked in bars in Nottingham, like the Queen's Head, worked all over. Okay. When I was very young, I was a dancer at Ritz's.
Really?
Yes, there you go.
That's a great story. You should have pictures on the wall about the whole history of it. So another serious questions now. As somebody coming into the local area from 6 months ago, like any town, city, place, you see a lot of places closing down, a lot of shops are shutting. We're all going through real harsh times with the recession. Money is tight. What's actually happening in Hockley? I still see there's definitely a vibe here that's always been here. And the people that I've been talking to say, you know, that there is cornerstone places like the Ice Nine there and some of the hairdressing salons at the top there. It brings a certain type of person to the Hockley area. But it is a bit of a worry, is it not, that there's some of these places...
We've lost the independence. I mean, Hockley was always renowned for the students coming out of the textile industry, being able to get a rail in a shop or get a cheap rent on a shop and start doing their original stuff, which gave Hockley an element of being a bit quirky. The quirkiness gone, the rents went sky high. Obviously, Hockley was there because it had the original boot shop, W.H. Smith was down here. Yeah. I mean, this has been a calf for, you know, nearly 22 years now. It's lost its soul. And the only way that you're going to get soul back is to encourage young people that are coming out of the university and out of, you know, out of training, to give them a chance to get back in. But, you know, not even the council, but the rates are too high, let alone the rent.
And let's talk about that, because I think that's a valuable thing to talk about. The Grace is down the corner there, she runs a charity shop. She, you know, she has to make more money per day. They've effectively doubled the rates down there.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, how can they go from that? From like,
well, it's like everything. There's no point in saying how can they. They do. They wait for the backlash. And the backlash is, unfortunately, is that that's the way it is. If you can't afford it, we'll just shut you down.
Do you think they do it because they're more interested in... I mean, for a logical guy like myself, I don't understand why you have buildings empty. You know, they're getting, there's problems with them when you want to reopen them later on because of damp and all that sort of stuff and damage to the property. I don't see the logic in doubling the price. Are they trying to do something else with Hockley? Do you think they're going to try and redevelop it or?
No, I don't think that there's any money. The redevelopment in Nottingham is completely slowed down. I mean, the Broad Marsh has been put on hold and could be on hold for another 7 years, apparently. You know, it's not going to be a case of they've got a second agenda. I think it's just getting forgotten.
That's a shame.
And it is a shame because everybody talks about Hockley. Everybody, oh, Hockley, great bars, great this, great that, great vibe. And they come down and it looks like it's part of Snenton. Might as well be Snenton.
Yeah. So what would you do if you had a councillor come through your door and say, give me all the suggestions how I can put a soul back into Hockley, what would you do?
Firstly, I would definitely think about approaching all the colleges and the universities and maybe saying if anybody wants to start a business and then get the rents. I mean, obviously, rental issues will be with the landlords, but maybe they could do the first year rent-free and then maybe half the second year, give young people a chance to start a business. Because, you know, when you're talking £500 a month for rates, that's before you've even thought about your rent, you haven't got a chance. You know, they're little suggestions. I mean, they've talked about doing a street market in Hockley for a very, very long time. We've even approached them about having a bar at the end of the our railings outside.
Okay.
You know, just to bring something, you know, even a fruit stand, to bring some more people. Oh, yeah. Go down to Hockley and get a bit of fruit or something. And it's all talk, no action.
That's a shame.
They're lazy.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.